John, which of these matchups are you most looking forward to? Because last weekend, wildcard weekend, we looked at these games. We're like, wow, we're going to have a host of really good games. And most of them kind of left something to be desired. So hopefully this round of games is a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on it with Eagles, Saints, Nick Foles. I mean, you put that guy on a football field, and it's like he could beat teams by himself because of that magic. He just, every week since the beginning of last year, it's just been, David versus Goliath, and David wins every time. So kind of out of hand with what he's doing. I would probably say that game's my second favorite game, and then Cowboys-Rams, I would say, is my favorite.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think, you know, we're expecting to get better matchups this week on paper for sure. And I ranked it Colts, Chiefs. That's my number one. Eagles, Saints, two. Chargers, Patriots, three. And Dallas, Rams. I don't know. Maybe it ends up being the best game, but I don't have as much interest in that one personally, John. You would think, you know, a couple of years ago, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, this would be the marquee matchup. And I think a lot of people will still be invested in it. But considering the way the Patriots have played this year and a lot of concerns about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, they are 4-point favorites at home. You know, Vegas understands that people still want to pay that, you know, public money on New England at this point. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of sharp people looking at that line as well and saying, look, we understand the history and maybe New England still has some talented players, but maybe this is the Chargers' year to finally get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. With the betting angle, you have a bunch of people in the public who just, they see the Patriots name and they're betting on it no matter what, where, you know, it does feel like the Chargers are a smart play. They haven't lost a single game outside of Los Angeles this year. They've been dominating teams. You know, this is the first time since 1993 that a divisional home team has had a worse record than the team they're hosting. The Chargers went 12-4, the Patriots went 11-5. So, you know, it's not your normal divisional round matchup. And from top to bottom, the Chargers are definitely the more talented team. It's just the kind of wrench that's being thrown in here is the fact that it's going to be about 29 degrees in Foxborough. And, you know, practicing in Los Angeles for 60, 65, it's pretty hard to simulate the freezing cold conditions.
Yeah, there's no way that you can account for weather until you're in it, or unless that's what you're used to playing in, depending on where you are. Like, I want to get back to the Saints and Eagles for a second here, because I really feel as though this young Eagles defense really is going to have to be on high alert. They're going to have to play together. And quite frankly, we saw Avante Maddox be a little too aggressive and quite frankly taken advantage of in the Bears game. And he needs to lock that down, because confidence is one thing, but jumping the gun and taking undue risks, Drew Brees is going to kill you. He's not Trubisky. He's going to take advantage, and you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You look at Sean Payton and Drew Brees were probably just sitting in the film room kind of laughing it up at the fact that, hey, if Mitch Trubisky can blow passes by this guy, this is going to be a day in the park for Drew Brees. And that was the big problem the first time these two teams met. The Saints won 48-7. Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes. He threw for over 350 yards. And it doesn't feel like the Eagles have done enough to kind of beef up their secondary, even though that game was a few months ago. It doesn't feel like they've improved enough back there to be able to stop Drew Brees. So it kind of feels like the only way the Eagles are going to be able to stay in this game is if Nick Foles can win a shootout. And obviously we can't discount anything with Nick Foles at this point. So, you know, it's possible.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, people are viewing the two conferences in that, you know, the Rams and Saints are big favorites and they should be able to cruise. And then on the other end, as we touched on with the Chargers, there's a lot of people that think they can win this week in Foxborough. And then you got a lot of people think that, you know, based off of what we saw last week and for a large majority of this season with the way Andrew Luck has played and the Colts defense, that they have a shot on the road in Kansas City. I'm still questioning that. I think the Chiefs offense is just so incredibly good, and Patrick Mahomes has had such a great season. It also helps that for whatever reason, the Chiefs defense has been a lot better at home this season at Arrowhead. John, how do you break this one down? Are you into the Colts? Are you buying the hype? Or do you think because we haven't seen the Chiefs now for a week and a bit that people are sleeping on them despite the fact that they were 12-4 and have one of the best offenses in the league?
For some reason, it wasn't just this past game, the Colts beating the Texans in the wild card round, but I'm absolutely drinking the Andrew Luck Kool-Aid. I really like the Colts in this game. And here's the thing is, you look at the Chiefs and if you're a Chiefs fan, it's totally uneasy. They haven't won a playoff game at home, I think, since 1993. Andy Reid is the king of making horrible decisions in the playoffs. Just totally turns into a different person when he gets to the postseason. And he's not the good coach that he was in the regular season. And you mentioned the Chiefs' defense. You know, I think second worst passing defense in the NFL this season. They give up 5 yards per rush, which was the second worst in the NFL. And so the Colts are built to attack that. So that's just not good if you're the Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes, it's his first playoff start, and you know, just this season, we've seen three other quarterbacks make their first playoff start. They all lost with Mitchell Trubisky, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson. So you just get that first game jitters. And, you know, so that makes what Mahomes is going to be doing on play. It's going to be unpredictable. So I wouldn't worry if I'm a Chiefs fan. I like the Colts, but obviously we saw what the Chiefs did in the regular season, so you can't count them out at all.
Yeah, and I do understand what you're saying, but it just seems like Mahomes is built a little differently than these guys, right? It just seems like if there's ever such a thing as the it factor, the one thing that you can't really define, but you either see it or you don't, he is the one that has it. And I think we talk a ton about running back depth. If someone can be a pass catcher, they can be a big difference, and that's going to be a factor for the Saints in their game. But I think we're forgetting about Travis Kelce, and it's funny because everyone's just like, Rob Gronkowski. Travis Kelce has been the Rob Gronkowski, if not better, to the Chiefs, especially this year in the last couple of years. And the Colts are terrible at negating tight ends. And I think that this could really be a big deal. And it's obviously a nice safety valve for Mahomes if he does have those jitters.
Oh, absolutely. Travis Kelce's probably going to put up like 140, 150 yards on Saturday. And that wouldn't be surprising at all. Like you said, the Colts stopping the tight end is not something they're good at, not something they were good at all year. And so when you look at both these offenses, this just feels like a game that is going to be a shootout. You might see both teams in the 40s, unless it ends up snowing, could be a factor. You know, the weather report seems to be changing by the day, and I know they're talking about snow in New England, but if it snows in Kansas City, that could slow down both offenses. So I just think this is going to be a crazy game. You know, you get up, you go to the bathroom, you might miss two touchdowns. So it's going to be that type of game, and last team that has the ball wins.
For the Rams and Cowboys, just before we get you out of here, last week we were talking about the fact that the Cowboys in Seattle are two teams that love to establish a run game and then go from there. And of course, you have Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley, two running backs who can do a ton of damage. And it's just interesting. It seems like both teams have the opportunity to be a little bit creative because especially Gurley can catch a ton of passes out of the backfield as well. So he's not someone that is just comfortable running between the linesmen.
Yeah, and I'm glad you guys brought the game up again because I said it was my favorite game, and I should have clarified. I think it has the potential to be the most, the closest game, maybe not the most exciting. The Cowboys, you know, including that wild card game last week, they played 17 games this season. 13 of the games have been decided by one score. So if you start a Cowboys game, it's going to go down to the wire. Cowboys fans filled with anxiety, you know, every time they watch this team. So it does feel like this is going to be a close game. The Rams, you know, they've been putting up points, the second highest scoring team in the NFL this season. Cowboys only gave up more than 30 points one time all year. So it just feels like this is a very interesting matchup. The Cowboys have the defensive athletes to kind of match up with what Todd Gurley does. And one thing the Rams have struggled with is stopping the run. And, you know, there's no better weapon than Ezekiel Elliott when you're playing a team that has trouble stopping the run.